Bedtime Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on this topic. I gather them all up in the silly editing program, ramble a bit in between, and then post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 221, and the topic is The Message. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them after the power came back on. We kind of lost power today, and it was a pain in the ass, and I didn't get this done in the morning, so I'm doing it now. First up is Guard 13007. That's right, somebody new. Let's see what they've got.
Hello, it's a new contestant, Guard 13007. Thanks for the challenge. You made quite an interesting pick for this week. Here goes. Psyche was a beautiful princess. She was visited by Cupid at night and became his lover. She wanted to visit him, but he told her that she shouldn't seek him out. Psyche wondered why this was. Surely the gods should allow Cupid to visit whomever. Then one day, after a long time without being visited by the god of love, Psyche decided to finally seek Cupid out. She must find out why he'd been gone so long. When Psyche found Cupid, there was another woman with him. "So this is why I can't see you? You have another woman?" Since you're listening and not reading, you may not have noticed, but those were two different women at the end there.
Thank you, Guard. And now let's see who's coming up next here on the podcast. Scrolling down, it's Steven the Nuclear Man. Let's hear what he's got.
Look at your story, now look at mine. Now look at your story, now back to mine. This is a story your story could sound like if yours was about a fictional Mutants and Masterminds game that the author happens to play in. Of course, you can read more about this fictional game and the side note character that the author has created at the link in the show notes. This week's background music is from a performer calling themselves Doc, and it's the track Sphinx, which can be found at Jamendo.com. I pull off the back door of the paddy wagon. A cop flies out to thumping hard on the concrete. The supervillain's last henchman is zip-tied to the seat. Another officer looks back through the window. My exoskeleton smashes through reinforced glass and cop's skull alike.
"I was wondering when we'd get sprung," the henchman says.
My head swivels toward him. "Who hired your boss?" The ectoplasm from the villain's defeat still smears across the San Mateus sky.
"Well, I don't know."
"Damn." I turn to leave.
"I thought you were getting me out."
"Psych," I say, and tear out his spleen.
Thank you, Steven. And now it's time for our friend Zachman. Zachman, what have you got for us today?
The little one claims I am potentially damaging his psyche. Teens are so dramatic. He pleads for me to stop calling the dog Laptop because of the price of the veterinary bill when he got sick. Stop referring to his grandparents' return trip to Manila as your mother losing her parents. Stop calling the moment the plane leaves as the beginning of your mother's time of mourning. Since they are not dying, and although she will miss them, she can use Skype to call them a couple days after they leave. Also, stop cooking food only my brother likes.
Ah, that Zach man. Will he ever learn? Ha ha ha. Next up is our friend TJ. I hear he's from North Dakota.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and you're not. And this is psych. I understand you've been murdered.
Kidnapped.
Your wife's been kidnapped. You clearly need our help. My name is Sean Spencer. This is my associate, Tracksuit McBeasley.
My mother was Mrs. McBeasley.
Gus, don't be the entire city of Cleveland, Ohio. I am a psychic detective with the Santa Barbara Police Department. As for your wife, I have no idea, but I thought I might run around for 38 minutes cracking wise while various things light up, and in the end she would sort of turn up, and I would take the credit.
It's what we do.
Thank you, TJ. And now, it's time for... That's right, Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 221, with the prompt of Psyche. First, I'd like to thank Zach Mann for his comments about my Compassion 365 episode that he commented about. It's the first time I've had any feedback on anything I've done on Compassion 365, so it's rewarding to hear that someone was actually moved by something I said. Thanks again, Zach Mann. I should say something about Flying Island Press. We want your stories. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, we do have one sample up for free. Come to the site, come to flyingislandpress.com. And you can download that for free. The others you'll have to pay for. So here's my story. The Psyche, or Leptosia nina, is a small white butterfly indigenous to southern India. Its flight is weak and erratic. The body of the butterfly bobs up and down as it beats its wings. This short-lived creature rarely leaves ground level as it flies low over the grass. For years, decades, a century, I bob my way up and down as life beats its wings against me. My psyche, my soul, my breath struggle for flight, though my body is weak and erratic. My achievements scatter around my feet, pale and colorless like the wings of a dead butterfly. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Hey, I hear that you and Justin have some sort of thing going where you try to get your story in before him. Well, you managed to do it again this week. Here's Justin, the Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here with my 100-word story. Psyche woke up in a room to find Eros standing over her with an arrow. Startled, he accidentally scratched himself with the arrow, making him love her. It also made him fall in love with self-harm. Now he's a head-over-heels lover practicing disfiguring body modification. What's worse is his mother, Aphrodite, is encouraging it, because the whole reason Eros was there was to cause Psyche to fall in love with an ugly creature, because Aphrodite was jealous of Psyche's beauty. Psyche tried to flee it all, but she could not escape her big, fat Greek mythology soap opera.
It's almost time to wrap things up, but before we do, one final story from Planet Z.
Carl Jung wrote extensively on the psyche and the soul, but he had a slight problem. The German word for psyche is the same as the German word for soul. Every time Jung tried to talk about one, his audience thought he was talking about the other. So he sought out a new word to represent the psyche. Climbing the highest peak in the Alps, Carl met with an ancient guru, and the guru told him,
"I'm an old fool on a cold mountain peak. What are you doing up here? Get your ass out of there." Carl left, dejected.
Hey everybody, I want to just apologize for the fact that I'm rushing this episode. Yeah, it's obvious. Trying to get it done before the end of the day. I know I could have done this Monday, but let's just get it done in between movies on TV while the wife's doing laundry. Anyway, thank you everyone. There you have it, a whole bunch of stories about the psyche. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all of that, the text for each story is available in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. There's also links to people's sites so you can learn more about them, and not stalk them, and hunt them, and eat their brains. The music in the background you're hearing right now is by Guy David. Usually you can hear a story by Guy, but I think he took a break this week. Alright, some podcast business. I set up 100 Word Stories on Twitter. A lot of you are following it. Thank you. And if you retweet a few things here and there, I would not mind. It'll get the word out about this stuff. And the word is good. The next topic is going to be 2, because it's episode 222, and the person who won the poll did not send in a story or a topic. For other places you can go for stories, Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, and the Dribblecast, and just go to people's sites and see what they are sending stories to. It's pretty cool. Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening and being a part of it. My apologies for not getting this out earlier. And you know what? As always, keep it brief. Closing.